95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I want to ask you a question about that song right there, a really dumb question that you won't have a proper answer to because it's a dumb question.
Excellent.
But in my mind, since that song was new, I've always had a picture of that guy that they're talking about, you know, who likes to shoot his guns and likes all his pretty songs, but he doesn't know what they're talking about. I had a picture of that guy.
Okay.
He looks kind of like my uncle. Was really weird out of Kansas. Super bizarre dude. Kind of just standing there in the audience like,
have a picture of somebody comes to my mind. No.
But for some reason, I've always pictured that dude that they're talking
about. Maybe because your uncle would fit that song
100%.
Okay, so if you already know
Yeah,
of course. If you already know that
guy.
Which
I understand. I used to like to go out shooting his guns, too.
Sure.
But whatever. It sort of reminds me of him.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we? Give Me Five is All-American Bands.
Oh, nice. Yes. America! Woo!
America.
Yeah. So if they're born somewhere else, forget it. We ain't playing them.
That's Give Me Five.
Go to hell.
Five songs in a row with a theme at 5 o'clock. This is a weird topic that we're going to ask in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
If the aliens were going to come down and meet somebody.
Oh, I heard they were going to. The aliens are coming. They're going to be here tomorrow.
Okay, good.
And they want us to pick someone as a representative of the human race to talk to them.
Right.
But there's a condition.
What's that?
They can't be in government ever at all. We can't send a government leader to talk to the aliens who are going to show up tomorrow. So who would it be?
Kid Rock. That's just my first thought.
Yeah! All right, case settled.
We'll
no problem.
Talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour.
All right.
There's a guy that has had a key to his Tesla imprinted in his hand.
Ooh.
He had a little chip put in his hand.
Oh, funky.
So now he can just put his hand up and start the car. He doesn't ever lose his keys.
Unless you take his hand.
Right?
I think we need to take his hand.
And I don't know if you've seen the Sounds of Space. Have you seen that from NASA?
Oh, my God. That's the coolest thing ever.
So cool.
I'll sit there and listen to that. It's freaky as hell.
It's bizarre. Did you hear the earlier one where they made it sound good?
No, I don't know.
There's an earlier one, I think from years ago, where NASA, for some reason, assign different notes to it or something like that.
And sort of like Close Encounters?
Sort of. It just kind of sounds like lovely music.
Can we play that later?
Yeah, can play both.
All right.
We'll play both.
Yeah, because that current, that next. New one that they... It's a bunch of gas, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, it's souls dying.
That's what it sounds like.
Black goo screaming.
It's awesome.
That's coming up. It's 95.5 KLOS.
Kevin, you're writing a book.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could just write things like this? What are you doing?
That's what I've done.
Instead of so actual far. Words. Oh, really? I can't wait to read it then.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Sluggo loves space and NASA.
Space! I do. I want to be off this rock, and I'm obsessed with it.
In a post on Monday, NASA's Twitter account for its exoplanet programs, you know how we all have those,
sure,
shared an audio clip of spooky sounds that came from waves of pressure rippling from a black hole through a cluster of galaxies.
You know, and they pointed out that generally people say there, you know, no sound in space because it's a vacuum, so there's nothing for the sound waves to travel through. But this particular bit of audio they grabbed is from a gaseous region.
Yes.
You know, and I'm pretty gaseous myself.
It says a galaxy cluster has so much gas that we've picked up actual sound.
Because there you got something in space that can transmit sound.
Now, I don't understand why they did this, but NASA made it into beautiful music the first time. Like, this is the second time they've released sound.
Okay, all right.
You heard it. The first time, it's like...
Yeah.
They gave it a key and notes, and
it
they
sounds
all sound
like
pretty
something
together.
You would hear in an airport in the 1960s when they were trying to calm everybody down. Something Brian Eno would have written.
And
can we play
like,
it? Should we play
it? Yeah, let's play it, because it's super weird. It's this. And I would just think, well...
So, I mean, I guess they told the computer to synthesize the light rays that they're seeing or something. I just think it's some dude sitting there smoking out.
I just want to know what it sounds like. And if this isn't it, then
that's not it.
Don't give me this.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Maybe it's because when they actually heard the real audio, they're like, this is going to terrify people. That the sound that's really coming from space is so terrifying. I'm going to play that in a second, but this is what they released first. I didn't even see
this.
Yeah,
this is the first one.
I mean, it's pretty. It sounds like something you hear at Disneyland. Speaking of, by the way, we have the last tickets to California Adventure to give away sometime between now and 4.
The music comes from the Chandra Telescope X-ray data, but it incorporates audio interpretations of optical data from the Hubble Space Telescope.
Yeah.
So I don't know any of those words.
No. And it doesn't make any sense because what they actually recorded,
the actual sound of the pressure coming from the black hole.
Where the gas all is, which makes sense when you think about it.
Right.
Terrified Tom Morello. Did you see that?
Great. No, but it's great.
He actually said this sound terrifies him.
Awesome.
Which floored me because we're talking Tom Morello.
Right.
He ain't terrified of stuff.
Correct.
And this is the noise that they actually recorded coming from space.
That they just released, what, Monday?
And I'm swearing to you, we're not going to Rickroll you. This is real recording. This is insane. Are you ready?
Yep.
This is nuts.
See, that's cool.
That's the coolest thing ever. Where's Dan O'Bannon? You know, this is aliens kind of stuff.
This is actual sound from a black hole.
It's beautiful.
Is it?
Yes.
It's a little bit frightening.
You bastard. You're a bastard. What? I really didn't know you. I'm hearing something weird. I will murder you. I'm going to murder you.
When Slego said we weren't going to Rickroll you, he didn't know.
I didn't. You rat bastard.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Mm-hmm. It is Kevin and Slego in the afternoon.
Yep.
You know, I always lose my keys.
Yeah.
And my card key.
That must be fun.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I don't love it. There's a Tesla owner who had the key to his car imprinted in his hand.
Whoa. Really?
It looks like a little chip.
Right.
That they took out of the card.
Right.
That is the key for a Tesla.
That's very futuristic.
And put it in his hand so that he could never lose it.
Right. Would you do that? That would help us immensely in getting around in life.
It would save me a lot of time and effort. I'll
right?
tell you that.
Yeah.
And money to replace key cards.
Right.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I'm getting a text here from Scott, who contributes quite often. Oh. He's asking if he sets off the car alarm every time this guy pleasures himself.
That's a great question. That is a great question.
That would be a problem.
Here is the news report.
Why worry about losing your car keys when you can take matters into your own hands?
Love her. What's her name again? I can never remember.
Jeannie Most is your favorite reporter because she can't stop doing wordplay.
Puns.
But also, she's very bad at it.
Yeah.
Really bad.
I hope she brings up the self-pleasuring alarm problem.
Not. That's too creative. They're way too creative.
All right, let's start her again.
All right.
Why worry about losing your car keys when you can take matters into your own hands? Literally.
Boom!
Oh,
see? That's Jenny, how you do it.
That's how
you bring down the hammer.
With a chip implanted in your hand at a tattoo and piercing parlor.
You can't lose your hand, so you'll always have a way of getting in your car.
I beg to differ.
Right.
Okay,
I mean, I think if somebody could get your car.
Yeah, I mean, that's so, you know, some people might find that an extra added bonus to the robbery scene. I got to lop this guy's hand off. I don't have a choice.
Sure.
Brandon Delali had a local anesthetic injected, then the chip inserted.
Ooh.
Yeah, it looks painful.
Days later, his hand hardly sore. He was hovering over the door pillar to open his Tesla. Though he's been mocked, Tesla bros will single-handedly ruin civilization.
Why can't you take Tesla?
Yeah, right?
Why is it
I was wondering that. I don't know.
It's not Tesla. Tesla.
Brandon says he's no Elon Musk groupie, but rather...
I'm a huge tech nerd. I work in technology.
What he really wants is for the chip to be updated so the implant will work for credit cards.
Oh, good.
Ah, so he wants the mark of the beast. That's what he's asking for.
Either that or he wants to make sure both hands are taken.
Wait, I'm not sure which one has the credit card. We'll have to take them both.
But till that's possible, he'll settle for starting his Tesla.
Tesla.
Holding his hand over the console. Brandon already had a chip implanted in his other hand that allows him to unlock the door to his home. It also holds his contact and medical information, such as COVID vaccinations.
How long until this man is handless?
Well, I'm going to need to, you know, like after a while you've shot up so much, you have to start putting it in really bad places.
Yes.
Hold on a second. I got to whip it out so I can pay.
It glows green, so you know the phone is reading the chip.
Can you show me your lump?
It's hard to see, but you can kind of see part of it kind of pop up.
Hold on a second. I'm sorry.
She said, can you show me your lump? Yes, she did.
I think this is my favorite thing she's ever said.
Can you show me your lump?
Woo! One more time.
Can you show me your lump?
Hell yeah.
And then she went on to say,
I haven't had no sex!
You know, I hate to admit it, but I sort of like it.
No.
I mean, I kind of dig it.
Yeah, you want all that information in your hands.
No, but I think it's kind of cool. I hate to say.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo.
You found this where?
A guy on the Facebook, Eric Alper, posted this question yesterday, an hour or so, and I just thought it was a brilliant thing to fall down a rabbit hole. You said you had a long discussion with your woman about this topic.
Aliens invade Earth tomorrow. They asked to meet with one rep for mankind, but not someone in government. Who are we sending?
I love that question. And you know what? I'm having a... Well, you said you have a suggestion.
I have what I think is a great suggestion.
Right, and your woman, though, however, yes, did not agree.
A different great suggestion.
So you guys fought to the death about it last night.
No, we didn't.
But yeah, so the aliens come, and they show up, and they're like, we need to talk to some human.
Well, here's the question.
We don't want anybody in government.
Okay, here's the question, though, because it doesn't specify. It says not someone in the government.
Right, but if you're trying...
Could it be someone in the previous government?
No, that's cheating. I think that's cheating.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, because the I think the
so
thought
let's say
is...
not in or have never,
never been in government. I think the government. Thought is, you know, oh, it's going to... Like in Day the Earth Stood Still.
Right.
The whole thing was, you know, we don't want to take sides with one... Oh, and also be sure to say...
Tatu, Barada, Licto.
When you get there.
Well, how do you choose somebody to represent?
Well, that's the problem. That's what's impossible.
That's so difficult.
And I couldn't come up with anybody. I went through a whole bunch of people. The one person I thought might be good, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the judge. She's pretty level-headed. You need someone level-headed.
But is that government?
And she's dead. No, I don't think so. I think that might be close to cheating.
It's one of the three branches.
Yeah.
That's cheating.
Well, you're right. There you go.
Also dead.
Also dead. So there's that problem. And then I thought Zelensky's kind of got his head together. Think of all the insanity going on with that guy.
But
politics, so you can't do that.
Alien invade Earth tomorrow. And then we're going to take your suggestions, 818-955-KLOS. They asked to meet with one rep for mankind, but not someone in government. Who are we sending?
Well, my wife came up with, and I thought this was pretty brilliant, Dolly Parton.
Well, everybody loves Dolly Parton.
Exactly. And she's really chill. She's never proven herself to be greedy or out to rip people off.
It does seem like she's lived a long life without scandal.
Yes.
It seems like.
Right.
Which is really hard.
It's kind of what you're looking for. I mean, and also we talked about that.
Plus jugs. What if
exactly.
What if the aliens are into jugs?
You know, so we also, she said, but not the Dalai Lama, because I don't think anybody religious we should send, because then you're picking
because
a religion.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe it shouldn't be religious.
It shouldn't
not
probably
everybody
be.
Agrees.
And besides, the last 50 years, religion has had quite a problem with most of its
sure.
leaders. So
sure, there's that.
No.
So what kind of leader could you possibly, who could represent
who
everyone?
Could represent? I kind of thought Steve Martin.
A comedian.
But he would be so nervous, because he's such a nervous guy, or at least he comes across that way.
Well, I think anyone that we choose might be nervous to meet the aliens.
But I think Dolly could hold her own. I really do.
Dolly is really the leader at this point.
I think it's pretty good.
That's not a terrible choice.
Who did you come up with?
My choice.
For actually meeting the aliens when they show up tomorrow as a representative of the human race.
Is somebody who has met with all world leaders.
Okay.
And has done things to improve the Earth.
Right.
Bono.
Oh.
He's a hefty human being, and by that I don't mean weight.
Huh.
I mean he's got some importance to him.
The weird, and I never understand the U2 haters. I just don't care. There's hardly any band that I couldn't care. They're freaking out right now. But I think that's a great idea. That's a very good idea.
I just think that he's had enough experience. He's been around long enough.
Yeah.
He's met with enough world leaders.
He's never gotten into scandals.
But he's not been in politics.
Nope. And so your girlfriend, what did she say? What did Marinette come up with?
The other great one, which is Oprah Winfrey.
No!
Same
no,
thing.
No, 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 no! No, no more Oprah!
Why? Because she hates men?
She brought Dr. Oz into the world.
That is, and
Dr. Phil.
That's true. That's two marks against her.
So, yeah, up until then, and she would have given them new cars, which would have been nice. You know, they could have transportation. You, alien, get a new car. You! But, you know.
So, Dolly Parton.
Right.
Bono.
Right.
We're saying no on... Oprah because of
I'm not allowing her to go.
Her offspring is tainted.
What she's polluted
yes.
the rest of the world with.
I don't hate it.
At all least right, he so lost.
818-955-KLOS.
The human representative not in government.
Should be who?
Meets the aliens tomorrow.
818-955-KLOS. Obviously, we know the answer to this question is Weird Al, but here's the question. Aliens invade Earth tomorrow. They asked to meet with one rep for mankind, but not someone in government. Who are we sending?
And who did our pal say?
Let's see. Kirk says, I don't know why, but John Cleese came to mind immediately.
Have to be 20 years ago. He's gone a little off the deep end.
Mel
lately.
Says the only answer is Tom DeLonge.
I don't know. I think we're doomed.
Dave Grohl.
I love Dave, but
I think Bono. That was
Bono's
that
pretty
was
good.
My guess.
I'm kind of impressed with that.
Whether you like his music or not, yeah. He's been around a long time. He's seen a lot. He's dealt with world yeah. leaders. He has a charity that he runs.
I can't come up with anybody though, so I think I'll go with that. But maybe you can. Hello, KLOS. Who should we send to meet with the aliens to represent the human race tomorrow?
Clint Eastwood would be a good rep.
Clint Eastwood.
What kind of stupid name is that?
He might go out with a gun, though. That could be a bad one,
right?
Get off my lawn.
So you got to ask yourself one question, alien. Do you feel lucky?
Right, there you go.
I'm not really completely opposed. I do like, although he was talking to an empty chair one time, and that was ridiculous. So, all right, KLOS, who do you think we should send to talk to the aliens when they show up tomorrow?
Dennis Rodman.
He wants to. He's already said he's on board. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello. Who would you send to meet the aliens?
Elon Musk.
Oh!
He's...
A few years ago, I would have agreed with that.
Do you think
now,
that he would be a good representative for everyone?
I feel like of all the people that would be interested in meeting the aliens, he would be the best, like, have the best interest.
Well, I'm way interested in meeting him, but I don't know that I definitely do not represent the human race very well.
Yeah, I think that goes two ways. You want to meet them, yeah. and you also want to help serve the people.
Yeah, but you know what I think? Thanks for calling, man. Is he's probably why they're here, because, like, his car probably bumped into one of their spaceships, and they're really pissed.
Oh, we got to deal with these people.
The one that he sent into space. 818-955-KLOS.
The aliens invade tomorrow. Who do you spit? Aliens invade Earth tomorrow. They ask to meet with one rep for mankind, but not someone in government. Who are you? You know, we haven't thought of.
Mm.
This person needs to be around for a while. So Keith Richards. That's who.
Oh, my
saying,
God.
Right? Because he'll be around for another 100 years.
But they wouldn't understand him at all. I mean, that's they're probably going to have a hard time understanding our
did?
Language.
What if they were all Keith Richards?
That would be awesome. Aliens rule!
Snorting each other. Jason says Gronk, and Scott says Henry Winkler is a golden national treasure.
Oh, Henry Winkler. Man, you don't follow him on social media. He has some amazing things to say.
So
that's a good idea.
Aliens invade Earth tomorrow. No politicians. Who do you send to represent us?
Maynard from Tool.
Interesting.
What do you think he would bring besides really good wine and amazing music? What's your...
Thank you, yes. And plus, because he's not Elon Musk, which is already an alien.
That's a good point.
An
good
alien
point.
For an alien.
You have a good point.
They'd be like, you don't even know when you got an alien in your midst. Thanks for calling, man. Good one. Maynard.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey, who would you send into space to meet the aliens when they show up to invade tomorrow?
Dave Chappelle.
That's not bad.
Yeah. You make him laugh, probably.
That's not bad. I don't hate it.
That's the alien laughing.
Is that an alien laughing?
Perfect representation. Hi, KLOS. Who would you send to meet the aliens?
Dave Chappelle.
Wow, two in a row.
What's up with that?
Well, I guess we're kind of on the Dave Chappelle path now.
How about that?
818-955-KLOS.
The aliens invade Earth tomorrow. Without picking a politician, who do you send to represent us? Aliens invade Earth tomorrow. No politician. Who do you send to represent us?
So far, I like your suggestion of Bono and my wife's suggestion of Dolly Parton.
Both are great.
Yeah, they're both pretty nice humans, smart. Right. They have a lot of experience.
But if the aliens are male... As we know them.
I'm assuming that they're going to be blobs without anything going
That's
on
possible,
at all.
That's possible.
I don't know.
She's got blobs.
Yeah, you know.
Who do you choose?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I'm a big fan of his, but why him?
Oh, he's a good speaker and also not a bad defender.
In case he needs to fight him?
He's going to be on his own. He didn't have no lasers or anything, but he'll kick their ass. He'll kick their alien asses.
That's true.
Right on, dude. All
thank
right,
you.
Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Aliens invade Earth. No politicians. Who do you send to represent us?
Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Why him?
He's laid back and he's cool-headed.
You better stay pretty chill, I suppose, because that's a scary day. Yeah.
But what if we need someone to fight? Yeah. What if that's the first attack? We need somebody to fight.
We're screwed.
He has his buddies from Magic Mike.
Okay. Right on, dude. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
You know what, Sin? Ozzy Osbourne, they'd probably understand each other.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
I wonder if Ozzy would want to go, I can't do a shower! Aliens are drippy!
I feel like he would.
Yeah, I probably would. Of course he would. I would think he would.
Sure.
He's probably already talking.
He'd bite the head off the first one. Thank you for calling.
Call the radio station.
KLOS,
really?
Hello.
Why are you calling a radio station?
Oh, sorry, fellas. I picked Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves. Why?
Because?
He can drive the spaceship if it gets hijacked.
Because?
No, there's nobody more humble than that dude.
All right, we're writing him down. He might be the one going.
KLOS, hello.
I got actually two people I would send to meet with the aliens. Well,
that might make them mad. They said one, but who you got?
Okay, well, the first one, of course, that got us to Neil deGrasse, all right? That guy's intelligent.
Oh, there you go. That was the other guy I was thinking would have been Hawking. Stephen Hawking. But he's toast. He's not with us anymore. But that was my first choice.
That's actually important.
Yeah, you not be toast. Yeah.
Right.
That's a good, I think that's probably the wisest one.
What's your other one?
Yeah, what's your other one?
My other one, well, my old coworker just always pissed me off. They got to annually probe somebody, so I'd rather have him not be there.
And who's that?
Cameron.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
818-955-KLOS.
Aliens invade Earth tomorrow. No politicians. Who do you send to meet them?
And don't forget,
Batu, Barada, Victor.
Aliens invade Earth tomorrow. You can't send a politician. Who do you send?
To represent the human race.
Right.
We've had some interesting comments. A couple people said Dave Chappelle. Someone said Dennis Rodman. We had a Keanu Reeves or two.
I have a pretty interesting idea, which Chris tweeted. John Stewart.
Oh.
That's not bad.
No, that's really good.
Yes. Incredibly intelligent, funny, but also
has a hand on everything that's going on for the most part.
Yeah.
At least in Western civilization.
That's a pretty good one.
That's a really good one. All right. You're in, dude. You got to go. Sorry, John.
Who would you pick?
Hey, my choice is Keanu Reeves as well. Mm. I think he'd be amazing with the conversation. He'd have a lot to say. And if you need someone to fight, you know he's got the moves.
That's true.
I mean, that is true. All right, we'll put him on the list.
Yeah, right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I wonder if these people know we're drafting them.
How you doing? It's about time you guys called me back. I've been trying to get a hold of Frank. Hey, so the question is about who would be where that you would pick.
Yeah.
What's the question?
Who would?
Sure, why not? Yeah,
aliens invade Earth tomorrow. No politicians. Who would we send to represent us? One person.
Oh, you know what? I met her in an elevator down in Santa Monica. Raquel Welch.
Is she still alive?
Was she in Mars Needs Women?
She's a fine woman.
Right, but is she still alive?
I think so.
What's left of Raquel Welch?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she had the sex appeal, brother.
All right, take it easy. Hand check. Thank you.
Thanks. That was very odd.
KLOS, hello.
I like that call.
Still wanting to know who I'd send up there to meet the aliens?
Yep.
Mark and Brian.
USA!
USA!
USA! USSR! Oops!
Songs in a row.
America.
All American bands.
They have to have been born here in these United States. Yeah. Or they can just go to hell. You get out of here. You're not welcome on our Give Me Five today. So, yeah, five American bands. You got anything? Give us a call. 818-955-KOS. Turn it up.
Blacktop.
This guy's out of Jacksonville, Florida. Named after a basketball coach, Leonard Skinner.
Is that right?
Yeah, don't get much more American than that now, does it?
It's the All-American bands for our Give Me Five.
America.
That's right.
You know, one band I can think of. You know, I was expecting the Star-Spangled Banner. I don't know what this creepy noise is. This must be from space.
Could be. Sound
from space. Oh, it's Boston, that's why. Well, that's nice and all, but you know another American band, the Fighters Foo. We just heard from Brian in Long Beach, and he asked, you know who the greatest American band is?
And I said, Van Halen.
He said, nope.
Yeah, he said no.
The Eagles.
He said the Eagles and suggested this one. And I can smoke that.
It's Give Me Five All-American Bands.
America and Sweet Home Alabama from Lynyrd Skynyrd, of course. Got the Fighters Foo in there. Eagles by request. Life in the Fast Lane. Does it get more American than Detroit, Rock City from Kiss? I don't know.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, probably not, huh? Unless you have an idea. Hello, KLOS.
What is up, gentlemen?
What's happening?
Hey, you got to play some Grand Funk Railroad, because they are an American band.
They saved the title.
And Jack Nicholson shifted to represent us with the Martians.
Oh, I like that idea.
We did it in 92, right? Mars Attack.
Yes! That's a great idea.
They're only here to call out Sigourney Weaver because of all the ass kicking of the aliens, man.
You got a bunch of good ideas, man.
I like this.
Have a good one, guys. KLOS Rock.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It occurs to me I never got my dollar from the last One American Dollar we
played. Put it on my bill.
All right.
I'm good for it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'm good for it.
All right, sure.
It's time to do another One American Dollar.
Yeah, by the way, we have one more set of tickets to Disney's California Adventure, the takeover that is happening tomorrow. And we'll do that sometime between now and 6, so don't wander off.
All right. The topic is, for One American Dollar, best metal bands.
Best metal bands?
Best metal.
Okay, like hair bands? Or
doesn't say hair bands, and I don't see bands that are considered hair bands.
So
in
no
here.
Poison in there is what you're saying.
Correct.
That sort of thing. Okay, all right. So metal. All right, so best. Where's Jackie? We need heavy metal Jackie.
Best metal bands. I'm going to give you... This is one you should get.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one you should really do well in.
Right.
So I'm going to give you five guesses.
Full Metal Jackie. I was like, what is wrong with that? What statement I just made? That was like,
I'm going to give you five guesses.
Five guesses, okay.
To get four of them right.
Four of ten. What is this from, actually, this
it's
list?
It's from top10.com.
So, top10.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Top 10 best metal bands.
All right, well, Metallica's got to be
Metallica?
On there.
Metallica?
Metallica.
Is one.
Ozzy, I would think, is on there somewhere. And what? Okay, so this is the worst band. This is the not... What are you talking about then? I mean, you're saying Black Sabbath isn't on there? I mean, Ozzy?
It's not on
what?
Here. It isn't.
All right, shut it down.
I don't know.
Home.
I don't know what to tell you.
GNR.
Guns.
What?
You're going to hate this list for you.
Really?
Yeah, you're going to hate it.
What are they considering? I mean, Van Halen isn't metal. Okay, well, good.
Four guesses.
Wow, we're blowing through this quick. You might as well just keep my damn dollar.
But here's their list.
All right, yeah, what's their list?
Here's their list.
All right, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Number 10.
Yeah.
Avenged Sevenfold.
That's not metal.
I know. Number 9, Death.
Okay.
Number 8, Dream Theater.
All right, well, that makes sense.
Number 7, Pantera.
Oh, that definitely makes sense.
Number 6, Slayer.
Definitely makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Remember, that's what I got knocked out.
Yeah. I was just singing hair metal. Yeah, that's right. Tell the story. It's hilarious.
I forget where it was, but I was in the pit for a Slayer show.
Right.
And I saw my friend, Aisa, and I was like, hey, how's it? And I reached up to walk her direction. And the next thing I knew, I was looking straight up at the sky. I didn't feel anything. But
you went down in the pit without having
leveled. It's great.
Slayer!
Number 5 is Judas Priest.
Oh, yeah.
Number 4 is Megadeth. Number 3, I lied to you. It is Black Sabbath.
Sorry. Oh, there you go. I was going to say, what the hell kind of list?
Number 2 is Iron Maiden.
Oh, okay. Oh, sure, of course.
And number 1 is Metallica.
Nice. Come on, man.
So you lose.
I don't get my dollar ever. I've never... This is a good heavy metal band here, Aerosmith. You ever heard of that?
I don't think it's heavy metal.
So we just played One American Dollar, and you came up with 10... of the biggest metal bands.
Right.
And with my abysmal performance.
You did poorly.
Full Metal Jackie would give me a thrashing. But I didn't even think of Judas Priest. I love Judas Priest.
Yes, you do.
I love Judas Priest.
It's the best when you can't think of the ones you love.
Exactly.
That's
so
the
I
best.
Had to throw some on.
Yeah,
I just
of
had
course.
To, absolutely. Metallica twofer for ya.
It's Metallica.
Sorry. That's how Jed always pronounced it.
So. Sluggo was off for 2 weeks, and when he came in today, he forgot how to use the microphone. I'm not kidding.
No, that's a fact.
He turned the microphone up into the air, which is the opposite of the way these microphones work.
Actually, I'm shocked more hasn't gone south after 2 weeks.
It's super weird.
Jettison all information.
Well, maybe this is part of the problem.
Okay.
This is what your favorite alcoholic drink says about you.
Ha-ha! Nice.
So whatever your favorite is, this is what it says about you.
Okay.
So we're going to start with whiskey.
Okay.
With or without Coke?
Okay.
Now, do you have a favorite?
I used to drink whiskey and Coke all the time. Do you mean, do I have a favorite drink?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, wait till I get to
okay.
it.
Okay.
Is this it?
No.
Okay, not whiskey.
Okay.
Men who order this drink at the bar are more likely to be a bad boyfriend.
That makes sense. Yeah, that totally makes sense.
It just says they get a little rowdy and lose the ability to know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was quite a mess when I was in a whiskey phase.
Vodka soda.
That's my drink right there.
Is it?
These days, yeah. I've gone through,
everything.
Yeah.
If you play it safe with vodka soda.
Which is where I'm at these days. Uh-huh.
Then you like nights out without the need to feel guilty about breaking your diet.
Holy cow, that's pathetic.
You chose that health-conscious route.
Yeah.
Did you know you were choosing a health-conscious route?
Yes,
did you?
I did. That's right. Sad. Boo!
No, it's not sad. It's smart.
Yeah, I guess.
It's you're boring.
You're lame, but...
Gin and tonic.
That was also a drink about 4 years ago of mine for a couple years.
Gin lovers probably have an interesting career and are likely the cool person in their group.
Oh, I guess that's so accurate.
It's too bad that you had to move on from that one. Rum? Rum is your favorite beverage?
That was my first drink.
When I first
got into drinking at a way too early age.
You probably rock up to your favorite bar wearing statement clothing.
Yeah.
And tend to be pretty sensible. Don't like to be out of control drunk.
Yeah, I didn't at first.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow, this is interestingly accurate.
Yes.
Does it come from bartenders, I would imagine?
It does come from bartenders,
Go. They should know.
And, of course, it's not a scientific study, but a lot of them have weighed in, and this is sort of a generalization.
Yeah. Now, where's yours? Are you on here? Yeah.
Mine is vodka Red Bull.
Vodka Red Bull? You're a lunatic.
Yes. Well, like when I go to Vegas.
Oh, yeah, sure.
If I'm just having some with dinner, it's vodka soda, whatever.
Okay. Oh, so you're playing in safe theses too. That's nice.
But when I go out,
especially to Vegas,
it's vodka Red Bull,
And that means
you must be the wild one. They really have no intention to slow down until the bartender turns up the lights and turns off the music.
That is you. I mean, your texts are legendary when you're just out there having a great... You intend to crash into a wall.
That was just bad autocorrect. That's all that was.
Ass.
Beer is for people who get stressed easily and often worry about their future or uncertainties, and they make that because it's a simple choice. Just give me whatever beer. They don't worry about white wine.
Ooh.
Most likely mid-30s, ordering a few glasses, sat with your child's friend's parents. White wine drinkers often identify as curious, sarcastic, and perfectionists.
Okay, well, that's clearly not us. Well, except for the sarcastic part.
Yeah, right. Red wine, if that's more your style,
I drink a lot of red wine.
Do you? Okay,
yeah.
You're mostly adventurous and organized.
Very organized.
Don't those two things seem to go...
Yes, not go together.
They're opposing things.
Yeah.
Adventurous and organized.
Mm.
While red wine drinkers might give off a classy vibe, these people tend to struggle to hear anyone's opinion above their own.
Well, that's true. You know, I don't drink out, though. So at the bar, I would never order red wine.
You wouldn't?
No. I just drink bottles of it at home. Me and Heidi of the Heidi and Frank Show, she drinks a ton of red wine.
What about tequila shots? We didn't mention tequila.
I hate tequila. It made me sick
too.
So many times.
It
really
made me sick. Yeah.
Okay.
Asking a bartender for a shot of tequila is really just another way of saying, I don't have work tomorrow.
And possibly the next day.
And possibly the next day if I can keep going. So that's what it says about you. If you, whatever your drink is, that's what it says about you.
So now we know.
Now we know. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood called Great News with Kevin and Mike. And you can find it on YouTube or anywhere you find other podcasts. It's positive stories to balance out all the negative. It is time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. A guy has his Tesla key implanted in his hand so he won't lose it.
But then he accidentally lopped his hand off and...
Our friend Scott asked if the alarm would go off when he masturbates. We don't know. The aliens land tomorrow without picking a politician who should be our representative to meet them. I think our top are Dolly Parton.
Yep.
Bono.
Yep.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes.
And strangely, Keanu Reeves. I'm not exactly sure why. And you only have a few chances left to win tickets to Disney California Adventure with the KLOS Summer Takeover KLOS summer takeover.
The takeover is like when grandma used to record over your favorite shows before you got home. That's very different.
A few more chances to win tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
Yeah, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
I hope you had an open lane through that entire song. That's one of the greatest driving songs in history.
That is pretty good, yeah.
We should do that as Gimme Five sometime, the five greatest driving songs.
All right.
For those few times you actually have an open lane.
We can do that. All right. KLOS, the summer invasion of Disney California Adventure Park is happening tomorrow. You're running out of time.
Yeah, this is it. We're down to the wire.
Pack of tickets right this second. If you'd like to call us at 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS, we'll take caller 13. Good luck.
Sheesh. Just wait till the last minute to win. I mean, what the hell?
Chance in Lake Forest.
Just made himself caller 13.
Just was caller 13 and got a 4-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park, which happens tomorrow.
Now, we got two more sets of those 4-packs to give away for tomorrow.
Correct.
And then Heidi and Frank have got some sets in the morning. And then that's it.
And then that's it, because we are going to run out of time.
Yeah.
Because it's tomorrow.
Better hurry up and win.
It's also the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. It is happening tomorrow.
What? Wow.
If you'd like a 4-pack of tickets to KLOS's Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park tomorrow, you caller 13. 13-818-955-KLOS.
It makes me want to watch The Martian again. I love that movie. Gotta watch that again soon.
KLOS, who's this?
Ryan.
You're caller 13.
Shut up, really?
Really?
Oh my god, yay.
You're one of the final people.
Yeah, you're down to the wire. Well done.
No, it's tomorrow.
Yeah. It is tomorrow, yes. You got a 4-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park, and it is tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
You have three people you can bring?
Bringing my husband, my son, and probably my mom, because she's a huge Disney fan.
Oh, very nice.
Well, cool. We'll see you there.
All right. Thank you.
Be looking for Heidi and Frank on the float. Well, I'm not sure they're going to let us because, you know, it's us.
It's us.
So this is...
It's the last one.
Yeah, man.
Let's do one more.
We started doing this contest, this particular contest.
In 1999.
That's right. 1812, as I believe.
It's KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We have one pair left to give away today.
That's it.
And then tomorrow morning, Heidi and Frank have three.
That's right. In the morning, they'll give you some more. There's last chances to get in
and
tomorrow.
That's it. So we'll take caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Caller 13 wins the tickets.
Dial carefully. It's a sad moment in time. The very last four tickets.
We're happy if you win.
I guess that's true. Sure. Anyway, that way. I seemed like there was something we were going to do.
We're giving away tickets.
Tickets?
Yeah.
What tickets? What are you talking
about? California Adventure.
Oh.
It's our final pair.
Yeah. Final pair?
Yeah. KLOS, who is this?
This is Kurt.
Do you know what that exciting music means, Kurt?
I hope it's good news.
It's pretty good news.
Hang on. It would be hilarious if it wasn't great news. That would be great.
Yeah, if we were to tell you you're caller 12.
That would be so great.
Oh.
Sorry, drop dead, dude.
No, you're caller 13.
Yes.
You got the final 4-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's tomorrow night. Final pair of tickets that we're giving away, and then Heidi and Frank have three pair tomorrow.
Awesome. That is great news.
Congrats. Who are you going to take?
Well, probably my wife and maybe some of my kids. We'll see.
Random kids.
We'll see. See
hey,
how they perform.
Hey, kid, come here. Yeah. You want to go?
Make them fight for it.
Yeah.
How many kids do you have?
I have four.
Make them fight.
Fight.
That would be so great.
I went to see it as a midnight myself on the day it was released on This Day in Rock in 1979. The Ramones Rock and Roll High School opened in theaters today. The Stones released their Tattoo You album on This Day in Rock in 1981. It was the music of Brian Eno. We heard at the startup when Microsoft launched Windows 95 on This Day in Rock in 1995.